Can't see radiation, but you can see radiation's harm. We've seen it a number of times. This is very high doses of radiation burn, but you can see it with a microscope. These are abnormal chromosomes. This is tissue in the lung that's being damaged by alpha particles. This is cell membranes that have been destroyed and more abnormal chromosomes. This is schematic drawing projection of several different types of damage to DNA, including the double strand that is so hard to fix and results in so many problems. We've heard it. I'm going to say it again. No safe dose. And furthermore, it only takes a single emission from a single radioactive nucleus and that hitting a single cell to have the potential for a fatal cancer. A dose so small you cannot measure it can kill somebody. Does it do it every time? Of course not. We have incredible repair mechanisms. We live in a diverse series of events, but yes. One can equal none. It's not a folk song. EPA standards say there's no safe dose. NRC bases Part 20 and ALARA on no safe dose. NAS reports from Beer 1 through 7 affirm no safe dose. And most of all, we've seen the data. We've seen it. So if we start with a standard man, that little green round place, first, the medical community was protecting itself. Then the health physicists, who was Carl Morgan standing here 12 years ago, who said, we are all health physicists if we are concerned about radiation. They were sending military and paramilitary into very defined places in the Manhattan Project, into radiological zones that were small. Those standards were written for that purpose, and now they are being generalized to everybody, everywhere, all the time. And I need to draw to your attention, not that upper circle that looks so fascinating, the lower circle. The lower circle is where we see that in 100 years, we have increased the radiological experience of our species by 25%. 100 years ago, we didn't have industrial nuclear facilities. So that's why I can say that. 25%. Think of other environmental parameters going up like that. Now, I'm not saying that this represents reality. It's total fiction as to who's getting what. But still, collectively, our institutions are telling us that we've done that. Here is the picture of how it travels through our environment, and it's an honest picture because it shows the man, the standard man. And I just am bringing Rosalie in because it was about 4 years ago that I started getting questions in my public talks about radiation impacting women disproportionately. And I called Rosalie because I couldn't find anything about this, and I was kind of embarrassed. I was 18 years into this work, and I'd never heard this, and where did it come from? And it was Rosalie who said, well, look at this. Well, that was out of print. I called her back. She said, go into Beer 7. It's not in the text. You'll have to look at the numbers. It's in the numbers. And so I did my own independent analysis of the famous report, and I think Steve Wynn gave us very strong cautionary words today that this report is based largely on the Hiroshima Nagasaki A-bomb survivors. It's largely that lifespan study that he says is deficient in so many ways. It calls to question many things. But I want to point out is we're not talking only about breast cancer. When I talk about women and cancer, everybody assumes I'm talking about breast cancer. It includes breast cancer, but it is the full range of cancers in which these tables show this result. Those are the lifespan ones. I want to acknowledge Dr. Arjun Makajani has an Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, and he has a campaign called Healthy from the Start that's based on that lifespan projection. But I spent a lot of time with this lifetime attributable risk table, and this is the one that talks about the adults. And I wrote this paper and published it in October 2011. And took it around to all the agencies and was amazed to find that at ICRP, I had applause from the audience when I gave a 5-minute version of the paper. And they are actually beginning to work on this, oh, by the way. So real people, my son, my sweetheart, me, a little girl who's gone, and her friend, 2 guys, 3 girls, that's the ratio overall. 2 guys get cancer, 3 girls. 2 guys die of cancer, 3 girls. So why isn't it in the text of the report? Maybe it doesn't come up statistically? Well, Arjun Makajani says it does. Maybe there weren't enough women involved. I don't know. But the generalizations about radiation are based on men. And when we take those assumptions solely, we have an underestimate of harm for women. And in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission regulations, that's about a 40% at least underestimation for the harm to women. And that means an overall underestimation of radiation harm, since we're about half the population. So it could be dismissed, it could be just, oh well, we forgot about it. But we are talking about every single female on the planet and every source of ionizing radiation, from what I can tell, because we really haven't looked. So why not cast the net that big? We need to look. And by the way, there are now beginning to be animal studies in which these findings are also supported. So I need to wrap up, but I want to mention that the first big agency to put out a real sort of, yeah, okay, females are more affected, is this recent report from the World Health Organization. I think it's a deeply flawed report. I don't have time to critique it, other than to point out the icons. The first icon below the words is clearly an earthquake. The next icon is clearly a tsunami. And the third icon is clearly a pressurized water reactor that was not at Fukushima. So take that as a sign that you cannot apply what is in this report to necessarily reflecting reality. But it's an important moment where the World Health Organization is saying that there is a difference between males and females. They're saying 70% higher risk of thyroid cancer for little girls exposed below the age of five, in that 0 to 5 age group. So quickly, ionizing radiation comes from outside our body. I believe there's a huge difference when it comes inside our body, and the BIR-7 report only looks at external. This book, which we've been all talking about, Alexei Yablokov has been with us, does factor internal exposure. There's this famous picture showing that radiation goes to different parts of our body, but the real point I want to make is that once it's in there, there's zero distance to the point of exposure, so the doses are extremely high. And the other thing is that external beta goes in about a centimeter. External alpha bounces off. There's zero exposure. And so the difference between an alpha particle in the body and not in the body is basically infinite. But when they compare it to an X-ray, it's anywhere from 7 times more damaging to findings that are 1,000 times more damaging. So if you're inhaling and ingesting radioactivity, if there's alpha particles present, they're really not reflected in the BIR-7 report. So that's another piece that we need to factor in here. Okay, wrapping up, I want to just go to this last slide. Disproportionate harm from ionizing radiation to females raises many issues. All are worthy of engagement. There's medical questions, there's ethical questions, there's historical, occupational, political, legal, evolutionary, and policy and regulation. It's my belief that we need to protect first and study second, but when it comes to the study, there are a bunch of places we could start. Probably not with body mass, because 0 to 5 age group, boys and girls are about the same. But Rosalie thought maybe it's the percentage of reproductive tissue. Someone else said maybe it's the proportion of fatty tissue. Maybe there are metabolic differences. Maybe it's selection, which is long-term environmental. Maybe it's lifestyle, which is short-term environmental. Hard to factor that last one with the 0 to 5 age group, though. And then finally, there are animal studies that are supporting this. So protect first, study second, but as we study, this is an important question, and I do not know of any major program addressing it. Thank you.